وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك حفظك الله. Regarding your first question about the brother Sheikh Muhammad وفقه الله وأصلح الله أحوالنا جميعا. Regarding your first question about his stand before when he was in the Maj and he refused Sheikh Abdurrahman رحمه الله تعالى, then after that now he changed, what is it exactly, what's happened before he made a research, يا أخي, regarding the matter, but maybe it wasn't that sufficient, but anyway he made that research. And حفظك الله تعالى, and this is what he said in to the public, and he said in also in private setting, and I was in it, and also I talked to him personally, me and him, in a private setting between me and him, and that was also was his speech. This is the conclusion of it. يعني, and he made that statements in the match, and also when he came out of the match in the beginning, regarding refuting Sheikh Abdurrahman and making tabdi' on him and the other mashayikh of the wasiyya, which they call the mashayikh al-ibana. يعني, he mentioned that out of his insufficient يعني research. Then after that, after people keep asking this and that, so he researched more in more global and more huge research, and he said to me for a long time, and he referred to the main refuting and books that been wrote in the matter, and he came to a firm conclusion that what they said it doesn't reach at all to make tabdi' on those mashayikh, including Sheikh Abdurrahman رحمه الله تعالى, and he's very firm on it, you understand, and he gonna meet Allah Azza wa Jalla with it. So this is the conclusion of it, and this is his statement. But from me, as I'm very close from the brother, and he's very close from me also, I tell you the truth is, حفظك الله تعالى, regarding his insufficient research that was in Damaj, and he applied that kind of statement on the Mashayikh al-Baiban and Mashayikh al-Wasiyya and Kulish Abdurrahman and others, was it only because his insufficient research, it was included يعني because of the surrounding effect, which means is يعني for a person that, you know, he used to be counted as a second man after Sheikh Yahya in the match, and he's well known, and Sheikh Yahya, he said this few times, يعني statements that reflects on this kind of understanding for everyone, and he was holding يعني a big position there in the match. So, and because of a lot of people there was holding this kind of statement, this kind of judgment on the mashayikh of the wasiyya, so he was also included in this kind of mashayikh. So I believe it's also because of surrounding effect, not just because of the sufficient insufficient research, which is normal. It's a normal, and it's, it could be 100%. I believe that it's could have the surrounding effect, could affect this kind of effect on the people sometimes. So after he went to his own da'wah, and he, you know, was holding his own markas, then he came more to the reality. He came more to the reality, and he faced the situation exactly like how it is, and he believed that really he need to refer to the research again and see the things with more open eyes, especially when the effect of the surrounding is not there like how it used to be before, and he's more dependent now. So he came to the correct conclusion after a long time, you understand. But in all this time he still believed the mistakes and the mistakes of the mashayikh al-wasiyya toward the Sheikh Yahya, for example, and toward the Damaj, which we know it, but absolutely doesn't reach to that kind of unjust conclusion, especially when the situation of the people who they hold this kind of conclusion getting more worse in terms of extremism judgment on individuals, you understand. And you need to remember that this doesn't include Sheikh Yahya himself, because Sheikh Yahya وفقنا الله إياه doesn't have a clear judgment like how those people they make on Sheikh Abdurrahman and the Mashayikh al-Wasiyya in general, and the thousands people behind them, يعني make a تبديع with this much of numbers of people and تحزب on them. You cannot find this such a statement. It's like how the extreme people under him, they make some of the extreme people under him, they make it on the mashayikh and you need to realize for those people who they claim themselves as Salafis, they are the majority of the majority. يعني no comparison, they are the majority of the Salafis. So you cannot find such judgment for Sheikh Yahya that mention all those kind of people as innovators and today, like how some of the Juhal extreme they make it under him. May Allah Azza guide all of us. So you cannot find it either in his official website or either in his official statements and speech. No, it's just people they translate among them to each other. But this kind of same you can find it for people that, you know, unqualified in general to make such judgment with all respect for those who they deserve to us to say they are not included in this kind of statements. So this is the conclusion. Barakallahu fiqh, hafidhakallahu ta'ala. And you need to realize this happened to a lot of people, nearly for all the ulama. And as I said many times to my brothers, either here or either in the Markaz of Sham al-Hizam or others, I say this is what Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala call it Rushd guidance. When a person moves from such opinion to adhere to another opinion because of his ability of ijtihad, and he is qualified to do such issues and researches. And all is tadayyun means because he believes this is the correct opinion, so he could face Allah Azza wa Jalla with it. When a person do such a matter, even if the result of it, for example, it was a wrong, but he will be excused from Allah Azza wa Jalla because this is ability. You understand? And this is the meaning of al-mujtahid. If he ijtahad al-mujtahid fa'asaba falahu ajra wa in akhta'a falahu ajra. If the mujtahid makes his ijtihad and he is correct on it, he will get two rewards. If he was wrong on it, he will get one. I'm surprised from lots of mashayikh and brothers where they contacted me directly and personally. Yani either they asked me or they asked me to transfer the speech to the Sheikh al-Nizam and to force him to at least be blind follower for Sheikh Fulan or Fulan. So we stop people talking about you. For sake of what? To stop people talking about you, or for stopping people making boycotting you or criticizing you or writing things. At least be blind follower. Ajib. 30 years, 35 years for Sheikh Muhammad seeking knowledge, and then you want him to be a blind follower? Makes sense? That cannot be. In general, my dear brother, as you see, this Mas'ala Tahzeeb and Tabdi' Mashayikh al-Ibana, Mashayikh al-Wasiyya became for some people a principle that it's bigger than Mas'ala speaking about Allah's descriptions, changing Allah's descriptions, or say that the Quran is Allah's creation. These kind of issues that we believe is a consensus among Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tabdi' people who they went against these kind of principles, or about Ra'eetullah Azza wa Jalla, يعني seeing Allah with your own eyes, yeah, in the judgment day and the paradise. So for them, tabdi' and make tabdi' and the mashayikh of al-ibana became the same as Allah, equal or sometimes bigger than this kind of consensus principles. If this is not extremism, can you explain to me what is extremism exactly? For you not to see such matter as an extremism by itself is extremism. When you cannot see it as an extremism, it means absolutely you are in extreme view for law of ijtihadi masail in our religion. That's why, ya akhi, you see some people today, they cannot accept loving, for example, to love Sheikh Yahya and at the same time to say he was wrong in such matter. For them, it cannot be combined. If you love, it means you need to be blind follower. This is the practical, leave the theory speech. Speech is easy for everyone. So for example, when you go and you say, do you believe Sheikh Yahya is a human? Yes. Means he do mistake? Yes. Okay, what is his mistake? He cannot mention for you. Some of those extreme blind followers, he cannot mention for you mistake for Sheikh Yahya. Impossible. But as a theory, as a statement, as a speech, yes. But in practical, he cannot prove, because for him, cannot be together. But for me, it's very easy for me to say, Sheikh Yahya, I love him so much, and may Allah Jalla wa'ala make him firm to see the truth and to be on it until he faces Allah Azza wa Jalla with it. And I believe absolutely he was wrong in regarding letting those kind of extreme people like Abu Bilal and others talking by his name and destroying the da'wah like how they are doing now. It's really very sad. This is wrong. And absolutely, I wish this such advice reached to him and reached to those great brothers who they are in charge of the da'wah in their place, which we believe that they are among the just mashayikh and brothers. This is wrong, even though I love him and we love him. And we believe that both understanding could combine for you to love someone and at the same time to say he is wrong in this and wrong in that. Even if he continue in it, I love him with the sake of Allah, but this is wrong and I don't follow him in that. That's why it's surprised for you when you face some people, they say that taqlid is liar Jews and we hate blind followers and taqlid is not acceptable, but you see the behavior in the practical, they are proper blind followers. In the morning, this yani warning against blind following. In the night, they are practicing it 100%. What they are doing is the best definition for blind following. What they are doing is the best definition for believing other than the Prophet could be ma'asum. Yani the practical, their practical deeds in something, and their speech and their theories is in other side, something else. So this is in conclusion, my dear brother. And I believe, and for me, I'm telling you, أخي حفظك الله تعالى, the situation is different between me and Sheikh Muhammad, my close brother and Sheikh وفقه الله. Me, since day one, I never criticized by making تبديع on the مشايخ العبانة. I still remember one statement I said about Sheikh Ubaid, and I regretfully for a long time when I mentioned تحزيب about him. But تبديع on those مشايخ and تحزيب and make them equal to the أشاعرة المعتزلة and خوارج and جهمية etc. in judgment, and we make them together among the فرق والهالكة who they deserve the hellfire, the misguiding group who they deserve the hellfire. It's absolutely unjust true. And it's possible for me to say this person is from Al-Sunnah even though he's mistaken in this and in that. If you don't want to mix with him, this is up to you. But you cannot force people to boycott with him just because you believe that he's wrong in this or in that, which is came out of his ijtihad. And you know that he's among Ahlul Ilm and he's qualified to ijtihad. If you don't like it and you didn't accept it, you can take distance, no problem, because he's wrong. But don't make unjust judgment on individual just because the people you love, they are making the same judgment on it. Fa Allah Azza wa Jalla. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على الا تعدلوا اعدلوا وهو اقرب للتقوى. Not because harm of some people, you hate them, so you make an extreme judgment on them. No, be always just. أدي الأمانة لمن ائتمنك ولا تخن من خانك. This is the conclusion, my brother. Regarding Sheikh Muhammad and his stand, and I believe he have the right 100% to believe on what his ijtihad lead him to it, and I believe that no one can force him to be a blind follower. Just I believe obligate on him to respect his teacher, which is Sheikh Yahya, but with the limit of not be a blind follower. You understand? This is the conclusion, and obligate him to deliver the advice to Sheikh also, and also for Sheikh Yahya to advise him whatever he thinks that is wrong, and between them is the Kitab and the Sunnah. This is the conclusion. Also for myself, even though I'm not in the level of those Mashaykh al-Ulama, but I believe that no one can force me to be blind for anyone, include the Sheikh Yahya Wafaqahu Allah Azza wa Jal. And I believe 100% the Mashaykh al-Ibana are from Ahlul Sunnah, even though they are wrong in this or in that. But the Tabdi' and Tahzib is something far and not acceptable anymore. This is the conclusion, and I believe that we are in the level and position that way we can say no and absolutely never will accept to be forced to believe or to say things that we don't accept it. Barakallahu fiqh.